So I'm standing here on the Aberdale Sports Ground. I've got Tom Barrett with me. Tom, disappointing 20-point loss over the two legs, but talk me through the performance today.
Yeah, it's, as you said, very disappointing. We created a lot of opportunities in both games, and I think we really fought against the top side. Obviously, we won the league quite comfortably. So, yeah, I think everyone's really proud of sort of what we've done over the two legs, but just disappointing we didn't take our chances when we got them.
Bristol certainly know they were in the game today, though, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think every time we've played them this season, they've known they're in a game. And we've really pushed them close, and I think there's a belief in the squad that we could have beaten them, and that's why, as you say, it's so disappointing.
Going back to the first half, solid defensive performance, and you really seem to build off that and, you know, chipped away at that that 12-point lead that they had from the first leg.
Yeah, we did, and that was sort of the mentality, just to go in, get the first score, and sort of put them close and then make them sweat a little bit was the plan. I think we managed to do that in the first half. Just in the second half, obviously we were going for that win, and when Jamie scored, we looked like we had a chance, but they're a quality side and they managed to pull it back.
That 60-minute point again kind of proving crucial. It was 60 minutes when they brought in the reinforcements last game, and it was 60 minutes when they got those two scores in 10 minutes.
Yeah, again, disappointed fact. We had a huge focus on finishing the game as strongly as the rest of it, and it's just disappointing that we couldn't keep up with them for those last 20 minutes. But when they've got the sort of likes of the depth of the squad that they've got and the people to bring on, it's hard to compete over 80 minutes.
How do you reflect on the season as a whole now? Third in the league, obviously you get to this same point. The club do certainly 2 years running.
Yeah, I think for the whole club, this is where we want to be. We feel we should be in the playoffs. And we've worked all season to get there. A bit of a struggle at times. We've had some highs and lows, but the way we finished the season to get into the playoffs, I think, is really impressive. And I think just everyone should be really happy with how we've done this season.
A word on the head coach, Lee Blackett. Obviously, his final game for the club today.
Look, Lee's had a massive impact on all of us, me especially, coming from Wharfdale. I've learned a lot from him. I just wish him all the best at Wasps.
So what does the future look like for Rotherham? Obviously, the next job, the first job of the off-season is to get a new head coach in.
Get a new head coach in, work out where we're playing, I think. All questions up in the air, but I think the Rotherham way is, no matter who's coming in, coming out, we lose people all the time. It's just sort of the core group staying together, and I think we can build on this for next season.